Ever get that thrill of discovering a brand new universe, like right as it's taking shape?
Oh yeah, it's exciting.
That's exactly where we're headed today. We're diving deep into this emerging cosmos called New Dawn Ascendance. Our intel, it's straight from the New Dawn author website. So we're getting a pretty interesting look behind the curtain here.
And what jumps out right away is just the sheer scope of it all.
Totally.
It's not just, a book series. They're building this whole world out with trading cards. Looks like a tabletop game is planned.
Right.
And even NFTs. You know, those unique digital things.
Yeah, digital assets like collectibles or in-game items, it's definitely ambitious.
It really is a big undertaking.
Absolutely. So our mission for you today is basically to cut through it all, get to the core ideas,
What's driving it?
exactly what kind of experience are they trying to create, and really importantly, if this grabs you, how can you actually get involved?
Okay, sounds good. Where do we start?
Let's unpack it right from the beginning, the genesis, you could say.
Makes sense. So phase one is called New Dawn Genesis Constellation.
Nice name.
Yeah, it really captures that feeling, like a universe being born. And the first step, the initial thing, is a limited release. Only 5,000 trading cards.
Okay, 5,000. That limited number immediately suggests these aren't just, well, your average collectibles, are they?
No, not at all. They're being presented as something much more foundational. The fundamental fabric is the term they use.
Fundamental fabric? Wow. Like each card is a critical piece of this whole cosmic puzzle.
That seems to be the idea, a key distinction. They're not just artwork, they're building blocks for whatever comes next. And the setting for these first cards, it's Aang City, starting in 2098.
End City 2098. Interesting. Kind of grounds this big idea in a relatively near future reality.
It does. And here's where it gets, I think, really interesting. They keep talking about a phygital experience.
Fidgetal, okay, like physical and digital blended.
Exactly. Deliberately mixing the fictional world with our physical reality.
Yeah.
And the way they're doing it is through storytelling that's actually embedded in the physical cards.
Embedded. Ow.
Well, they mentioned this concept of encoded reality signatures.
Encoded reality signatures.
Yeah, think of them like maybe unique codes or markers on the cards.
Like QR codes, maybe, or something else.
Could be something that when you scan it, maybe with an app or access it online, it unlocks exclusive stuff.
Like what kind of stuff?
Lore, character backstories, info about places in the universe, details that apparently only the developers knew before.
Huh. That points to some really deep world building then.
It really does.
Yeah.
It reminds me a bit of those early ARG things, alternate reality
Oh,
games.
yeah, where you had to piece clues together.
Exactly. Suggests they're trying to get people really engaged long term, making them feel like they're discovering things.
Right. So the cards are like little keys unlocking bits of a bigger story.
Precisely. And there's another layer to this puzzle, too. Each card apparently has hidden cosmic coordinates.
Cosmic coordinates. Okay, now that sounds intriguing.
The idea seems to be that as they release more stuff, more cards, or whatever, you can combine these coordinates from different cards.
To unlock unique combinations, things maybe only you can access.
That's what it sounds like. It hints at this real element of discovery, maybe even community collaboration to figure things out.
Yeah, I can see that. This layering of secrets, things to unlock. It definitely encourages you to do more than just collect, right?
Absolutely. It adds a cool puzzle element to the whole thing.
So, building on these hidden secrets in the Genesis cards, what comes next?
Well, the next phase they mention is Ascendance. This seems to be where the full trading card game experience and the NFTs really kick off.
Okay.
And they're launching that with an initial starter kit, releasing alongside this Genesis constellation.
Gotcha. And all the storylines here, the cards, the NFTs, they're based on the books.
Yes, deeply rooted in the New Dawn Saga series of books. So there's already this established literary foundation underneath everything.
Which is good, provides depth from the start.
Exactly. Now, this starter kit set, the first offering is 65 cards.
65, okay.
But what's interesting is their plan for introducing them. They're not just dumping all 65 at once.
Wow. Oh, how are they doing it?
In batches, introduced gradually.
That seems sensible, actually.
Yeah, it feels like a thoughtful way to help newcomers, learn the mechanics, start building teams, understand the powers, without just getting totally overwhelmed right away.
It makes a lot of sense. You want to ease people in, not just throw them in the deep end, especially with a new universe.
Right.
Now, the website also gives us a little taste of the actual New Dawn Ascendance card game. What does that look like?
Well, the description sounds pretty promising. It emphasizes a mix of diverse powers, intricate strategy, and limitless customization.
Okay. Diverse powers, strategy, customization. Those are key ingredients for a good card game, right?
Right. Definitely. Suggests significant strategic depth, hopefully lots of replayability.
Do they give examples of the powers?
They do. It's a pretty broad range, actually. Things like elemental forces, fire, water, earth, air.
Classics.
Yep. Then you've got arcane spells, even necromancy.
Ooh, okay. Darker stuff, too.
Yeah. And cutting-edge technology, plus more internal things like martial prowess, spiritual energy.
Wow. That's quite a mix. Elemental, magic, tech, spiritual.
It really is a diverse lineup.
Yeah.
And that kind of diversity in the power systems, that's absolutely crucial for strategic depth.
Allows for different play styles, different combos.
Exactly. That's what keeps a card game feeling fresh and evolving over time.
Totally agree. Okay, so for people listening now thinking, all right, this sounds kind of cool, how can they actually get involved now?
Good question. The New Dawn team seems to have set up a few different ways for people to connect.
Like what?
First up, there's something called the New Dawn Universe Core.
The Core, okay.
If you sign up for that, you get a welcome package, some initial gifts from the New Dawn Saga Guide.
Ah, the guide. That sounds like a good way to get your bearings in the lore, maybe.
Yeah, seems like it could be really helpful for getting acquainted with the whole universe.
And are there ongoing benefits to being in the Core?
Looks like it. They mention things like special offers, competitions, maybe winning free items.
Nice.
Exclusive behind-the-scenes content, which is always cool.
Yeah, seeing how it's made.
Right. And even broader sci-fi and fantasy recommendations. So they seem to want to build a community beyond just their own stuff.
Interesting approach.
Plus, you know, the usual important updates, news on future book releases, all sent via email.
Okay, so the Core is one way in. What else?
Then there's the Galactic League.
Galactic League? Sounds official.
Ah, maybe. They're inviting everyone to join via Discord.
Ah, Discord. Makes sense. That's where communities gather these days.
Exactly. And that sounds like it's going to be the main hub for, like, the inside scoop, maybe getting gifts, winning prizes.
The place for the real enthusiasts.
Seems like it. Where the early adopters and dedicated fans will probably hang out and connect. Mm-hmm. Building that strong community is so vital for projects like this, right?
Absolutely crucial.
And Discord's perfect for that real-time chat and info sharing.
Anything else mentioned?
They also briefly mention Universal Heroes chats and podcasts.
Oh.
Yeah, but not many details yet. Just says they exist, basically. So that's something to keep an eye on, I guess.
Okay, Universal Heroes chats and podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Noted. And what about, like, direct support? Funding?
Ah, yes. For those who really want to, you know, get in on the ground floor and support it directly, there's an upcoming crowdfunding campaign.
Crowdfunding, okay.
They're promising cool perks and gifts for fans, supporters, partners, all the usual crowdfunding goodness.
Any timeline on that?
Just says more details will be announced later. So if what you've heard today sounds good, that could be a great way to show support and maybe grab some exclusive stuff.
Yeah, crowdfunding can be huge for building momentum, getting the community really invested.
Definitely. Fosters that sense of ownership. And again, they mentioned that call to meet Universal Heroes in their chat and podcast. So they're really hammering that community interaction angle.
Right. So let's try and wrap this up, bringing it all together. What we're looking at with New Dawn Ascendance is, well, it's a really ambitious, multi-layered project, isn't it?
It really is. Transmedia is the word. It's kicking off with these very interesting trading cards and NFTs.
Yeah, the Genesis ones.
But it's clearly building towards a much bigger card game experience, maybe more, all tied back to the lore in the New Dawn Saga books.
And that design of those first 5,000 cards really stands out.
It absolutely does. Mm-hmm. They're not just meant to be collectibles you stick in a binder. They're positioned as foundational.
With those hidden narrative layers.
Right. And the potential to unlock more content, more secrets, as the whole New Dawn universe grows and evolves.
Exactly. And as we've laid out, there are quite a few ways for you, the listener, to jump in right now.
Mm-hmm. You can sign up for the New Dawn universe core, keep up with developments.
Join the Galactic League on Discord, connect with other fans.
Or just keep an ear out for that crowdfunding campaign if you want to become a direct supporter.
Lots of options. Which leads to maybe a final thought.
Yeah.
This whole approach, this blend of physical cards, digital elements, the digital experience, they call it.
Right.
Combined with this evolving story that you sort of unlock. It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Wonder what?
Well, thinking about this kind of immersive, interconnected world, What sort of impact could approaches like this have on how we engage with stories, with fictional worlds in the future?
That's a really interesting question. How deep can that blend go? How much will physical objects unlock digital experiences and vice versa?
Exactly. It's definitely something worth thinking about.